Another crisis could be looming as the national moratorium on tenant evictions ends on December 31st. And in many cities, there was a significant housing and homelessness crisis even before COVID-19, which advocates fear will only get worse. But in some places, the virus has also presented an opportunity. Brett Jaspers of KERA in Dallas reports.
Since 2015, Kevin Stewart's been experiencing homelessness. He's tried to get long-term housing, but it hasn't been easy.
It's been a process, one in which I can understand why one would throw up his hands and, you know, and just move on to something else.
At the homeless outreach ministry Our Calling in Dallas, Stewart says he sleeps most nights outside in a tent, but he needs back surgery and a place to recover.
Once I have that surgery, then I can go on with the rest of my life, whatever that will be.
There were over 1,200 people living on the street in the city of Dallas at the beginning of 2020. Then came the pandemic, raising the specter of many more. One new project aims to address both COVID and homelessness. Catholic Charities Dallas is repurposing a former hotel.
This is where guests will be greeted in the short term. That's for...
Workers were testing the fire alarms when Dave Woodyard showed me around. He's CEO of Catholic Charities Dallas. The North Dallas Hotel is now called St. Jude Center Park Central. The first guests will be people who need to quarantine due to COVID but have no home.
Welcome them in. We'll set them up in a room and make sure they have the appropriate needs for their quarantine period, which could last anywhere from 7 to 14 days, possibly longer.
And that phase of the project will last...
till COVID goes away. You tell us when that is.
Eventually, at least 180 of the rooms will be for people experiencing long-term homelessness. They can stay for many months if needed, although the goal is for folks to get consistent services and become independent. Dallas County and the City of Dallas put at least $12 million from their federal coronavirus relief funds into the project.
The county and city were wise enough to see the opportunity to really kill two birds with one stone, if you will, by seeing this as an opportunity to respond to the COVID problem, but make sure that it had a long-term lasting benefit to the community well beyond that.
A project like this is a win-win beyond all belief.
That's Kevin Oden, interim director of the Office of Homeless Solutions at the City of Dallas. He thinks there should be more projects like St. Jude's.
We need this all over the city in various forms, in various fashions to serve various and very diverse populations.
Now, Oden is bracing for the end of the year when a federal moratorium on evictions expires. He says that could leave well over 10,000 more people needing housing or homeless services. Other cities like Fort Worth, Austin, and San Diego are making similar hotel purchases. At Our Calling, the Homeless Outreach Ministry, CEO Pastor Wayne Walker says the St. Jude Project is a step in the right direction, but it's not enough.
We need thousands of new beds in Dallas immediately. We have a very minimal supported housing and even shelter space compared to other cities our size.
There's a long waiting list for this housing. Kevin Stewart, who's been trying to get housing for about 5 years, is frustrated with what he considers an overly complicated process.
I need a hand, just a hand, and I can pull myself back up.
He's happy that more long-term housing will be available for people like him, but says he isn't getting his hopes up. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Jaspers.